school.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Minister of Labour urges women to join gold mining. 4 arrested over 100,000 kwacha corruption at Mukoshi Deb's office. And foreign news, Middle East conflict disrupts Babco Energy's operations. And in sports, 4 Zambians join FIFA qualified coach educators in Africa. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, has arrested and charged 4 individuals in connection with a corruption case involving more than 100,000 kwacha at the Mukoshi District Education Board Secretary Deb's office in Mukoshi District, Central Province. The suspects include District Planning Officer Patrick Nkua, 40, of the High Coast area, and Accounts Assistant Nkempa Okelo, 45, of the Farmers Training Center, FTC area, in Mukoshi District. Also arrested are Joseph Mwape, 41, and Dennis Charles Benis, 35, both employees at a named bank in Mukoshi. According to Chilufya Chisanga, acting head of corporate communications at the Anti-Corruption Commission, Nkua and Okelo have been jointly charged with 1 count of abuse of authority of office by a public officer, contrary to Section 21 of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. Nkua faces 2 additional counts, while Okelo faces 1 count of corrupt practices. Meanwhile, Benis has been charged with 2 counts and Mwape with 1 count of corrupt practices with a public officer.
Patrick Nkua, 40. Patrick Nkua, 40, of High Coast area, and Nakempa Okelo, 45, of Farmers Training Center area in Mukoshi District, have been jointly charged with 1 count of abuse of authority of office by public officer, contrary to Section 21 of the Anti-Corruption Act, No. 3 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. In addition, Patrick Nkua has been charged with 2 counts and Nakempa Okelo with 1 count of corrupt practices, contrary to Section 19 of the same law. Meanwhile, Dennis Charles Baines, 35, of plot number 5016, low density area, has been charged with 2 counts, while Joseph Mwape, 41, of the same residential area, with 1 count of corrupt practices.
Minister of Labour and Social Security Brenda Tambatamba has implored women in Kasemba District of Northwestern Province to actively participate in gold mining activities in order to benefit from the economic opportunities in the sector. Ms. Tambatamba has encouraged women to take advantage of the ongoing mining activities in the district, noting that President Hage Ndegeulema has called for the formalization of gold mining through the acquisition of artisanal mining licenses. She says it was encouraging that a number of women cooperatives in Kasempa had already obtained licenses enabling them to participate in mining activities. The minister has further urged women to inspire future generations to venture into careers and sectors traditionally dominated by men, stressing that today's boldness will pave the way for more women to take up such roles in the future.
The Constitution has given opportunity, expanded opportunity for you women, women of Zambia, women of Kasempa, to find your way to Parliament. A space that has been created in Parliament is not the only one. The women of Zambia must find themselves, as Mrs. Kilele said, to go to the Council, to work with all stakeholders to ensure that the rights of women and girls are protected and that they are fully included in the development agenda of this country.
Now, Southern Province Choma parliamentary hopeful Joel Mujindu has marked this year's International Women's Day by sponsoring activities aimed at empowering rural women in Choma district. The event held at Sia Maluwa Primary School, his former school, brought together hundreds of women, men and children, as well as several traditional leaders. Mujindu provided meals for participants and encouraged rural women to organize themselves into clubs so that they can access empowerment opportunities, including their Constituency Development Fund initiatives. Now, speaking during the celebration, Mujindu has emphasized the importance of treating all women equally, regardless of their status or location.
Kuti ulijisi mwana muga intu ulabereka, mwana msankwa ulabereka, aba mwaga intu anganga muga intu, aba sankwa ngenu nyose ete. Ime kukubola kwa sunu, ndikombene maningi, ndikombene kukubola kwa uno kwa hea maluva, kambu kukulindiswe. Kunda ira jikolo. Ibu yocho tuwele degu jita, shaguti, tuwele degu chatana antomwe, andinyweno mamama. Ute kwa tulanga nye, ima penza nini, ama club, ulima penza ama club. Aele degu jituwa langa nye mwakala antomwe, baswago, ute kwa tuwachani, wafanga ama club, kwa talika kulanga kuti. Ino,
Now still in local news. Eastern Province Malambo Independent Parliamentary Aspirant Faith Lunguberi, FLB, says women in the constituency face unique challenges that only a woman can truly understand. Ms. Lungu, who sponsored over 1,000 women, Ms. Lungu, who sponsored over 1,000 women to march during this year's International Women's Day held in Mambwe District, explains that despite the area being rich in natural resources, there is little value addition, particularly from animal skins, leaving women without meaningful economic benefit. Ms. Lungu highlights that human-animal conflict continues to affect households, with women carrying the greatest burden. She has further noted that climate change is impacting women disproportionately, as they are often responsible for securing food, water for their families. Now, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has pledged to support women entrepreneurs by promoting compulsory standards that enhance their business entities. By ensuring that products meet compulsory standards, ZICSA is creating a fair and competitive environment that enables women-led businesses to produce safe products that can compete both locally and internationally. ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga says the agency is not only safeguarding consumer welfare, but also contributing to the realization of Zambia's development goals by unlocking the full potential of women in entrepreneurship. The ZICSA Executive Director urged members of staff at the agency to give enhanced support to women-led businesses in their daily work. He says ZICSA was encouraged by the increasing number of female employees, leading to women being represented at every level.
To commit myself that this day we should be knocking on the number 6, so that maybe by the end of the year we should be almost talking about gender equity. ZPSA is one of the few institutions with ladies at all levels. Talk about strategic level, talk about tactical level and operational level. We have ladies at all levels, including under our internship program. We have ladies as well.
Now, finally, in our local news, Nalolo Town Council NTC in Western Province has successfully implemented a water reticulation system at Ngelele.